You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. A Green Bay bar has lost its liquor license. At a meeting on Tuesday, the city council denied an appeal to renew the license for Stage 1, a bar on North Broadway. Stage 1 lost its license in June after repeated police calls and disturbances. Councilman Bill Galvin says the bar has had numerous chances to cut down on incidents.
The Green Bay Police Department has bent over backwards to try to help him be successful. And at the end of 2 years, it hasn't happened.
The bar's owner said he was willing to implement more safety protocols and said the bar is a community resource. He asked for more time to let an updated correction plan work.
The point I'm trying to make is that Stage 1 is not just a bar, and that we will do whatever we can to prove that we want to continue being a part of this community.
Green Bay Police Chief Chris Davis says from his vantage point, there was risk in reinstating the bar's liquor license. Meanwhile, BakeCare Aurora is the largest taxpayer in Green Bay. That's according to the Green Bay Press Gazette, which looked at the city's financial audit for 2024. The audit says the property tax base is relatively broad. The top 25 taxpayers make up just 9% of the total property valuation. Property taxes also grew last year by 7% outside tax increment districts. Last year, Green Bay also got a $3.3 million bump in shared revenue from the state. And a climate journalist from Wisconsin who went missing while hiking in Norway has been found alive. It had been nearly a week since he'd gone off the map. He was rescued early yesterday morning and was hospitalized with serious but not critical injuries. As Canadian wildfires burn, a Wisconsin lawmaker is joining the call for Canada to adopt better wildfire practices. State Representative Calvin Callahan, a Republican from Tomahawk, has signed on to a complaint submitted to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin and the International Joint Commission. That commission mediates boundary water disputes between the U.S. and Canada. Canada's Natural Resources Department says wildfires are a global problem, worsened by climate change. They say a warmer climate with weaker winters and stronger and longer summers means more wildfire risk. Wisconsin's wildfire season is getting longer, too. DNR wildfire prevention specialist Catherine Cooley spoke to Civic Media's Parker Olson.
In the last 2 years, we've definitely seen some earlier fire seasons.
Northwoods Congressman Tom Tiffany has called on the Trump administration to include wildfire management in tariff talks with Canada. Senator Tammy Baldwin pushed back on that idea yesterday. She pointed to other available channels, like the State Department. 21 members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force are back home after a two-week deployment to Texas. That's according to a bulletin from the Wisconsin Department of Emergency Management. They were there for search and rescue efforts following severe flash flooding, deployed as part of a national emergency compact that lets states send resources to each other. The team returned to Wisconsin late last month and included personnel from fire departments in Appleton, Neenah, Menasha, Green Bay, and Sheboygan. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says a Trump administration move to cut disaster mitigation funding has been temporarily blocked. FEMA ended the Disaster Preparedness Grant Program in April. It goes by BRIC, that's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities. The program helps communities prepare for disaster through projects like building tornado shelters or updating power lines. 19 other states are opposing the cancellation of the program. A Shawano airman killed during World War II will be laid to rest this Saturday. Private Herbert McLaughlin died during the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. His remains were buried in Hawaii, but for decades, they've been unidentified. That changed in 2019 when an agency that identifies missing soldiers exhumed his remains. Through DNA testing and other forensic methods, they were able to confirm his identity and announced it last December. Now, Private McLaughlin's remains have made their way back to Wisconsin, and he's getting a motorcycle escort to Shawano. He'll be laid to rest with full military honors this Saturday. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shelley Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
The Pack prepares for the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the New York Jets this Saturday night. Are the players looking forward to playing in their first preseason game? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Yeah, it's always excitement, especially going back out of Lambeau, man, like going out to see the fans and, you know, just that environment. It's a different feel. You get chills and I'm excited, you know, for whatever that may be, you know, going out there. I'm excited for it.
Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before opening a weekend series against the Mets. The Crew beat the Braves 5-4 to complete a three-game sweep in Atlanta. Pat Murphy praised Jose Quintana and the pitching staff after the victory.
Bullpen was special tonight. Q, six-inning start. You look at that lineup. Eli White is as hot as anybody's got four homers in the last five games or something. Albies, Olsen, Ozuna, Murphy, Profar, Harris. Those guys are all have been an all-star or whatever. It's a good lineup.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tulsa King is somehow still in the air and we'll get a season 3. Half kidding. It's a good guilty pleasure if sometimes you just need to watch good, bad TV and can still stomach Sylvester Stallone. The trailer for the new season is available now. In season 3, Stallone will look much different as he ran out of steroids. It's possible. It's not all bad, though. Samuel Jackson is part of the cast for the new season. Season 3 of Tulsa King drops September 21st on Paramount+. The practice of using loud noises to scare wolves away from cattle is not new. Practice of using an Oscar-nominated film to do so, however, is. It's called Wolf Hazing and oftentimes involves a loudspeaker that broadcasts gunshots or fireworks. According to the New York Post, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, to help protect cattle and keep predatory wolves away, is now using scenes from the film Marriage Story that involves shouting and arguing, which reminds me, I need to call my wife. What they should really do is show Rob Schneider movies, which will just put both species to sleep. There are no huge superhero or action films being released this weekend, so we can all take a deep breath. Having said that, there are a couple highly rated films geared toward family fun and horror. First up is Weapons, a film about classmates who disappear at the same time except one. The film is pulling a highly coveted 100% on Rotten Tomatoes with over 50 reviews in and stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner. And if you're thinking this Friday could get a little freaky, you'd be correct. Family comedy Freakier Friday hits theaters, bringing with it close to an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Freakier Friday stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, who reprise their role as Tess and Anna from the original film, which was 22 years ago. That's a long time, so that script better be great. If neither of those titles grab you, there are still several blockbusters in the theater, including The Naked Gun, The Bad Guys 2, F1, and Superman. Let's go to the movies. Sharon Stone was part of one of the most controversial scenes in movie history. She recently sat down with Business Insider and addressed the famous no underwear scene from the film Basic Instinct. Stone says that she could have put the kibosh on the scene from a legal standpoint, but didn't want to disappoint director Paul Verhoeven. She has mixed feelings about it looking back, more or less sounding like she would not do it again. As always, Stone was blatantly honest on the situation, saying at the end of the day, the scene made the movie better, made her an icon, and she would work with the director again. She also mentioned in the interview that Michael Douglas was hesitant to work with her, something Douglas's reps completely deny. I'm not sure if Stone not wearing underpants in that famous scene helped the film or not. Frankly, anything would have. It was not a good film. Douglas's bare butt also appeared with no underpants, and nobody ever talked about that, for good reason. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms possible tonight. Lows around 68. Some heavy rain possible in areas. Friday, showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny, warm, and humid. Highs around 90. The heat index into the mid-90s.
Currently, 72 degrees.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.